Really happy now to bring back Tony Beadle, the Rockport Music president and CEO. And we've got some good news coming up. Tony, how are you?
Good, Rick. How are you?
Oh, very, very well. And, you know, with everybody getting the most people getting the vaccination, the flowers are blooming, the sun is out, and music is coming back live up there in Rockport.
Sure is. We're back into live music mode starting July 9, and that night of the first night of the Rockport Chamber Music Festival. And during this transition period, you might say, July and August, we're looking at a slightly different kind of setup for our concerts. So if you were to go on any night, and we have a great season lined up, it's a miracle we did what we did, because it was always the balls were always in the air and the targets are moving and everything. But anyway, for each concert, we're going to do two performances on the same day. So if you were to go July 9th and hear Dover String Quartet, that you'd have a choice of 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And each of them are a one-hour concert, and there's no intermission. And the reason we're doing this is that because our hall, which usually holds about 330 seats, because of social distancing, which will still be in effect there for concert halls, we believe, and also for people's own peace of mind, brings that down to about 110 people. So if a sellout, if both concerts are sold out, then we almost have one full house that we would have under normal circumstances. So that way, and then between shows, we'll wipe down the building and all those kinds of things. So that is, you know, hopefully that's a plan where everybody will, even though vaccinations are prevalent, and we know this, but nevertheless, we want to be safe. And we've had our HVAC system looked at to make sure that it's in compliance with HEPA. And we have Purell dispensers and everything. So those, you know, that's how COVID has hit us now as we go back live. But mm-hmm. We're very optimistic that people want to come back. So far, with the season we have, I'm sure they are going to be coming back.
It looks like a great return, and it's a great way to start to get back in action. I think that's the main thing, is for people to feel comfortable and to feel safe getting out there. I mean, even walking outside without a mask on, it feels weird right now, and people are still cautious. So I think it's a great thing that the Shallon Lou is doing, and Rockport Music Festival and so on. I'm going to be linking to all of the shows that you have, you are promoting, and you have a really full schedule of events coming up, and what about later on in the summer as well?
Yeah, well, first of all, usually, as you know, our Chamber Music Festival is, 5 weeks in a row, 3 or 4 nights per week, and it usually starts in June. And this year, because of the scheduling and because what we thought, you know, what people's reactions might be, we decided to spread out, and also for the artist schedules, we spread out the classical music through July, August, and September. So you're not going to see, it's not going to be totally just classical at the beginning, and as we go along, at the end of July, you'll start the beginning of our jazz festival that we have on a weekend, 4 days, and with that we have some tremendous artists this year. We have John Pizzarelli, Grace Kelly, Joey DeFrancesco. If you like Hammond B3 organ, this is the man that brought it back, pretty much, and Christian Sands. So we're excited about that, and then in August we have some great shows. Well, I should say more about July. We have Peter Cincotti coming here. We have Aoife O'Donovan, Marie Nesbitt. So if you're a fan of the jewelry channel, I didn't know this until about a month ago. There's all jewelry all the time being sold. Mered Nesbitt, who's a Celtic violinist, has her own line of jewelry. And, I mean, people are just, you know, banging down the doors to see her. She plays a little on the TV and, mm-hmm. and sells her stuff. But she's headed for Disney World, and so she's going to stop by with us, too. It really goes. I mean, I'm just looking here. There's so much. We have some old favorites coming back, like Chelsea Berry and Paula Cole. We have 10,000 Maniacs, Chris Teal. Suzanne Vega, that's a familiar name.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Johnny A, another local favorite, Carbon Leaf, Celtic bluegrass, Americana kind of thing. So I think we've got a good mix of our usual blend of genres this summer. It's just sort of end loaded, you might say, because June we're still
right.
Mostly closed.
Well, I think it's spectacular that you've been able to confirm this and to line the artists up, and it's obviously it's great for the artists because this has been such a drought for the last year plus. So that's fantastic, Tony. Anything else that you'd like to mention?
Yes, two things. One is that we will be announcing, we're going to be showing some repeats of past Metropolitan Operas for the opera fans out there. We haven't forgotten about them. And we also advise people to, you know, go to our website because we probably will be adding some more shows. We're certainly trying. I hope it works out, you know, to fill in the schedule so that we have a vast array of concerts for people to choose from. And the other thing, one last thing, is that the good news about COVID for us is that we've been able to do some maintenance to Shalindu Performance Center, which is 11 years old now. So if you were to go over there today and look, you wouldn't see one seat in the place. All the seats have been taken out.
Uh-oh.
Stored on the third floor. Uh-huh. On the third floor. It's a miracle in and of itself, and that's another story. But right now, the floors are being refinished. We're doing some painting. We're doing some. We had a flood because a water main in the street broke a few months ago. So we're repairing the damage to that. We're upgrading our marquees. So there's a lot going on in the building too. And this has been a perfect time to do it because you know we would have had to stop our concerts for a while, but with this we have the freedom to do it.
That's Rockport Music President and CEO Tony Beadle with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.